deliberately abstained. Don't these people represent legal and international law? No, they are flaunting it. Homes and apartment blocks have been demolished. And of course, the worst crime that is going up daily, the apartheid wall, which must be dismantled. A wall with which the Israelis are annexing 50% of the West Bank so that they can build the illegal settler colonies. A wall which is separating Palestinians from their lands, from their schools, from their hospitals, from their families. A wall which is destroying Palestinian farms, orchards and olive groves. No one can believe that a government that constructing such a wall wants peace and security. Sharon's government is a government which wants to deny freedom to the Palestinian people. They want subjugation and determination. But the Palestinian people will never give in. This week, the Palestinian people lost a giant of a friend in Edward Said. Palestine Solidarity Campaign is proud that Professor Said became one of our patrons. An international movement in support of justice for the Palestinians is one of the things, one of the many things he advocated. And we will continue to work to create that movement here in Britain. This great anti-war movement has rightly changed the political mood in Britain. Let's build on the mass support for the people of Iraq's right to self-determination and to live free from foreign occupation. Let's understand that there can be no stability and peace in the Middle East without full human and national rights for the Palestinian people, including the refugees. We will be having action on November the 9th to dismantle this wall. Join PSC all over the country in this. Join PSC to ensure that there's an end to the Israeli occupation, that the Palestinian people achieve self-determination, and that the right of return of the refugees is upheld. End the occupation of Iraq, end the occupation of Palestine.